Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome, you're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host on the phone as we're doing the shelter in place, Vern Glenn of CBS affiliate KPIX-TV in San Francisco, and Russell Jackman. Hello, guys, how are you?
The very well,
man. We're better off for this remote version of Sports Econ 101.
I know. It's not bad. We did this last time, too, when we had a guest from, he was in New York, wasn't he, Russell?
Yes, and I had an unbroken left shoulder at that
That's
time.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, man, geez. Well,
yeah.
I
was a very broken Russell Jackman reporting for duty.
Well, we're pleased to know that you're not officially on IR as
I'm on IR, all right.
But you're taping up and you're playing hurt.
That's right.
I'm playing this thing hurt, but for everything else in life, I'm definitely signing up for an IR.
Okay.
All right.
At each commercial break, we're going to ask a sports trivia question. Talking general trivia here, and I think these questions are going to be a little bit easier, okay? We'll throw you some softball-type questions. Nothing to do with softball, though.
Thank you, Uncle Edward.
We aim to please. Sometimes we get some hard stuff in there, and other times, not so hard. And I've got a couple of articles here I wanted to talk about in the next segment. A little football, a little UFC, and a little baseball. We're going to try to cover it all. And we also want to find out from Vern how he is coping, because for those who don't know, Vern is on TV doing sports. And wanted to find out, okay, how is that working out? Because I got to think that you're not supposed to be in the studio unless you're, you know, 6 feet away from everyone. So that'll be kind of interesting.
Yeah. It's really, really interesting. You want to get into it?
No, not yet. We got to cut to our first commercial break here. Just wanted to let everyone know that this segment of Sports Econ 101 is sponsored by Pacific Private Money, still providing mortgage investments that are currently yielding over 7.5%, secured by mostly California real estate. It doesn't get any more conservative than that. Check them out at pacificprivatemoney.com. And stay with us. We are going to be right back.
Attention Bay Area homeowners. Pacific Private Money has a loan program that can help you buy your next home right now. No need to wait to sell your existing home first. Our unique bridge loan lets you tap the equity in your current home to provide up to 100% financing on the home you wish to buy. We're friendly, fast, and ready to help you right now. Call us today for more information, 415-883-2150, or visit us at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal Housing Lender, License Caldera 01897444. All investments have inherent risk, and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
With the weather changing and plenty of sunshine heading our way, water sports seem to be on everyone's mind. For fun in the sun and water, 101 Surf Sports, located in San Rafael, is your destination. Honored as being the nation's number one stand-up paddleboard shop by the Action Water Sports Industry, 101 teaches stand-up paddle paddling, kayaking, windsurfing, kiteboarding, and surfing. Plus, you can rent or buy any equipment you need for your favorite water sport activity. Google 101surfsports.com or call 415-524-8492.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Elements Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all of South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Nestled off the coast of Northern California and deep in the Redwood Forest is a high adventure, completely unlike anything you've ever experienced. Sonoma Canopy Tours invites you to experience new heights with two unique courses, each a 2.5-hour guided eco tour that includes multiple zip lines, sky bridges, a majestic spiral staircase, and a rappel to the forest floor, where you'll be immersed in the unparalleled beauty of the world-famous California coastal redwoods. It's an adventure you'll never forget. Whether you're a first-timer or a veteran zipliner, Sonoma Canopy Tours has an exciting experience tailored just for you. An unforgettable adventure soaring from tree to tree, enjoying nature in a spectacular way. From panoramic forest views to thrillingly deep ravines, it's an adrenaline rush like no other, right in the heart of Sonoma County and just 30 minutes west of Santa Rosa. Plan your zipline adventure today. Contact Sonoma Canopy Tours at 888-494-7868 or go to SonomaCanopyTours.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here, along with on the phone Russell Jackman and Vern Glenn. Vern, let's start off with you. So tell us what it's like doing sports, you know, during this coronavirus.
Well, first and foremost, we're in the San Francisco Bay Area market. So and in that vein, we, as in KPIX, CBS, we are entrusted with providing our viewers with local sports content, stories, things of that nature. But because we are a major metropolitan city, international city, and an NFL market, we do a lot with national sporting events, because we have a lot of people from somewhere else, and everybody's in tune to what's happening nationally. That said, we are really highlight driven, whether it's golf or football or NBA or hockey or whatever, because we have all of those pro teams. And as a local sports guy, you have to follow the pro teams of what we have, whether it's, you know, Warriors, 49ers, Raiders, who are about to leave, the San Jose Sharks. I mean, we have it all in this market. We also have to cover what's happening at the college level and any kind of human interest stories we have at the high school level. But there's like hundreds of high schools in the Bay Area, so you have to do stories where you can't cover a team just because they're good. There has to be some kind of a local interest angle. So that kind of gives you the kind of the background and the layout. Now, okay, we at Channel 5, we average about, I'd say on the early shows, we go about three and a half minutes usually on the early show. So that time now, because of coronavirus, has been cut back a little bit within the framework of our half hour to hour long show. So for a half hour show, that's 22 minutes of content and 8 minutes for commercials. So you break it all that down, and you have two blocks of news, and then you have the weather, and then you have the sports, and then you have some kind of a feel-good story at the end before you say goodnight, folks. So that just kind of lets the listeners out there kind of know sort of a kind of that's a three cent version of kind of how it all works.
Okay.
Now, in this apocalyptic like state that we're in, we've had to adjust. Like, when we do our newscast now, everybody is at least 6 feet apart. No longer do you see the opening shot of the four anchors all together on one set. We're all split up because we have to practice the social distancing.
Okay, so you are actually going into the studio, though.
But only on days that I anchor.
Okay.
My 5-day work week, for the listeners out there, is Wednesday through Sunday. My off days are Monday and Tuesday. That's just kind of how it works, because usually, you know, on the weekends, that's when the sports hit. So
sure.
That's my 5-day work week. It's split up with 3 days of reporting and 2 days of anchoring, usually, except for in cases where we have a scheduling change, whether it's vacations, whatever, Super Bowl or whatever. Sometimes I have to anchor up to 5 days a week, sometimes maybe more, which will be the case starting Easter, and then that following week I'll be in the anchor chair every night. Now, in a normal situation, in this abnormal period that we're in, when I'm not anchoring, I'm reporting from home. And so I have software and I have gear at home where I can set up and I can go live from my living room, which is what I've been doing over the course of the last few days.
Okay.
Then we get to the content. We have to be creative, and it's kind of a nice challenge, because the content we're bringing now, I would say 90% of it is local content. When I say local content, you know, what's going on in San Rafael? What's going on in Millbrae? What's going on in San Jose? More so than
the San Francisco Giants.
A lot of the NFL news or Warrior news, stuff like that. In fact, that can kind of touch the national scope, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
So, and a lot of these stories locally deal with the effect of the coronavirus.
Sure.
For example, I've been doing stories lately on, let's just say, swimming or the Olympics, and how the hundreds of athletes in the Bay Area are affected, those that were geared for the games to start July 24th. Well, now it's been put off a year to July of 2021. Well, what does that mean to the ones who were going for maybe like their last Olympic try?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's their first Olympic try, or the college senior whose spring was wiped out, whose year was wiped out. Maybe they were gearing for the Olympics. Well, what do they do now?
Well, let me ask you if I can interrupt you for a second, because I want to ask you about that. If someone was like on their, you know, last set to be able to do the Olympics, and now it gets pushed off a year, do they have to compete against next year's potential Olympian tryouts? You know what I mean?
Well, let's look at the case of Kerry Walsh Jennings. Kerry Walsh Jennings is going for her 6th Olympic Games. She is a beach volleyball Olympian, a gold medal winning Olympian, played for a high school here in the Bay Area, played for Stanford, won national championships, and then at the Olympic level, won gold medals playing regular volleyball, and then she switched to beach volleyball. So she is a multi-medal winning star. But she is, let's just say, an advanced age for an athlete. Yeah, she has the body of a 20-some-odd-year-old, but you know, you can't run and duck father time.
Sure.
But, you know, so she was gearing for what she probably was expecting to be her last Olympic Games starting July. And she's married now, she's got a family now, and it's a tremendous sacrifice to break away from family to get into your normal routine to get ready for this one. Now it's been put off the year. Now she has said a few days on the record that she still intends to go for to medal in the next Olympic Games.
But here's my question on that. Do the people who, let's say next year, would have been getting ready for Olympics for the next 4 years, do they have to wait an extra year, or do they get to try to compete, or is it like set already? The people who were all set, ready to go over to the Olympics, everything just gets pushed off the year?
Well, it depends on the sport. That's a really good question, Edward. It depends on the sport. In the case of beach volleyball with Kerry Walsh Jennings, she had already gone through the Olympic trial, so she was already going to be going.
Okay.
And in the case, and let's just say the mountain biking is Olympic sport. We have a local athlete Kate Courtney, who's from Marin County. She was on the team. She doesn't have to try out again. She is a top world-ranked mountain biker, so she doesn't have to try again. She
but does somebody next year, let's say in January, do they get to try out also for that team? Or is it it's too late, right?
Well, no, it's not too late for them. However, in other cases, you still have to have in other cases there are Olympic trials in order to make the Olympic team.
Yeah.
Hadn't occurred yet.
Okay.
So that's been put off a year. Say like for swimming, the whole spring schedule was wiped out completely. In fact, I was listening to one Olympic swimmer who was asked, "Hey, if the Olympics were tomorrow, how ready would you be? Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, hey, let's go."
Yeah.
And she said, "Well, I'd be about a 2.
Oh, wow.
Swimmers, they practice 9 times a week, and that's just the pool.
Yeah.
Just include the gym work and everything else involved.
Gotcha. Hey, guys, hold on for just a quick second. We're going to cut to a commercial break here. Talking general trivia. Sports trivia. What NFL team was originally called the Seniors? All right? Email Edward at sportsecom101.com the answer to that question. All right, stay tuned. You are listening to Sports Econ 101. We are going to be right back.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch to Sprint. For now, shopping online at Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. iPhone 11, 64GB, $15 per month after 14/17 monthly credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Can you believe how long we've been living in this era of low interest rates? It's been for most of this decade. And when we were all expecting rates to go up this year, now we're finding out that low rates will likely continue through 2020. If you're among the rapidly growing segment of people entering retirement age, I'm sure you're concerned over the challenge of growing your retirement savings. And you're not alone. Pacific Private Money has a solution for those seeking ways to significantly boost yields you earn on your retirement savings. And we do it with safety and security features not found in traditional investments like stocks and mutual funds. For more information on how you can supercharge your retirement savings with annual yields of 7% or more, that's right, 7% or more, contact us at 415-883-2150 or visit us at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal Housing Lender, License Caldeire 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Vern Glenn and Russell Jackman on the phone. First trivia question was, what NFL team was originally called the Seniors? Hey, Russell, do you know the answer to that?
I was going to say my thought would be the Chargers.
No, Vern, you know the answer.
It's the Oakland Raiders.
That is correct. They were named that for, I think, something like 9 days. Originally, when they came out, there was a contest. And for some reason, the Seniors won. Have no idea why, but they changed that to the Raiders, which we're all glad they did. So that's good. So
it was the Seniors. It was the team colors were different, and then once Al Davis got his fingerprints on it, they came out with the Raiders and the eye patch and
silver and black.
Take no prisoners. And then they went to silver and black.
Yep. Okay, guys, I got a couple of quick things I want to mention, and you guys will take it from here. So UFC president Dana White intends to hold UFC 249. That's Ultimate Fighting Champion for you guys who don't know. He's even doing it with this coronavirus situation not settled yet. What do you think about that?
Well, we've already seen the WWE do several shows now where it's empty arena and they have just the wrestlers and the referee. And the sports personnel, the support personnel are all in the arena, and that's it. And it's kind of weird to watch basically what seems like a practice match done, for real on TV. I think with UFC, you can pull that off because it's such a small number of people that you would need to test to get them to show up and be okay with it.
Okay, so what do they do? First, I guess they have to test the participants because obviously it's interactive. They're not 6 feet away from each other. So what do? You test them, make sure that they're negative for the virus, and then say, okay, now it's okay to go ahead and wrestle or fight UFC?
Yeah, and just keep in mind that UFC guys really don't care that much about their like physical future in a lot of ways.
Yeah, but it's not just them. The whole idea here is not just the fact that you might get it, but it's you may be carrying it to give it to others, and not know it.
They don't feel like when you're a UFC fighter, you think you're invulnerable. You think that you can't be stopped. So,
No. What I'm saying is though that they may be carrying it without realizing it and giving it to others. So it's not just I don't care what happens to me. It's I don't care what happens to you and the rest of the world. You know what I mean? It's like I'm healthy. Excuse me, as I cough here, but I'm okay. And I don't think I've got it, but I might be accidentally carrying it without knowing it and giving it to others. And that's why I've got to practice the social distancing. You know what I mean? It's like I'm in my office now, but there's nobody here.
Dana White is feeling the heat through all this, and that April 18th is not etched in stone. One of the competitors is from Russia who can't even leave the country. So I'll be like, shake me, wake me when it really happens, because it's scheduled to take place in New York, which has been
the
United
hotbed.
States
yeah.
epicenter of the coronavirus. So I do not believe that thing's going to go on as scheduled.
Yeah, because that's right. You'd have to have a specific venue, and who's going to let you have that venue?
I think the court of public opinion and common sense will push that thing back.
Gotcha. And moving on here, ESPN's Kirk Herbstreit says he'll be shocked if there's football in the fall because of the virus.
Yeah, that was a bold take by Kirk to come out and say that. I mean, he's certainly qualified to say that, being a former college football quarterback for Ohio State and a terrific analyst for college football. But to come out and say, hey, I don't believe it'll go on his schedule. And let's think about that. And let's get Mr. Jackman's take on it. The NFL they're going to go on with the draft. It's scheduled for April 24th. It's not going to be in Vegas. I don't know how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be. It'll be pared down. It might emanate from some place where Goodell will just step up and then just run it with no audience. But it's almost like the Major League Draft. almost online, pretty much. So that's going to go on his schedule.
Yeah.
But then you've got, you know, you've got mini camps. There's rookie mini camp. There's mandatory mini camps for all the teams. Those are usually held in May, and then again at the end of May, and then in June, and then end of June, July. Then it's training camp. So I got to think. I got to think some of those are going to be pushed back, and maybe that's why Herb Street is saying, hey, you know, you need all that preparation to bring the new guys in, get them indoctrinated to how they be a professional, and learn their system, and then the playbook, which is about the size of...
I haven't even heard about the conclusion of the NBA or NHL season.
Yeah, listen. I will say this: come September, my workload is going to double because all of these events are being pushed back to the fall. But for the NFL to go on time, well, I can't wait to see it. Speaking of the NFL, yeah. I am doing an interview with a couple of football players for CBS 5 here in the Bay Area later on today. One guy is a linebacker for the Houston Texans. The other guy is his younger brother, who has been, you know, working out and is trying to, you know, make the NFL, hopefully get drafted when the draft hits. So I'll be curious to find out what the workout regimen has been like. And in the case of this prospective rookie, where you usually have a pro day and all the scouts show up with their stopwatches and clipboards, and they see, you know, what you can do, can't do, make the nose look at. Well, he didn't have any of that because of the coronavirus, all that scrap. And so he's had to do all these workouts filmed and then sent out to all the NFL teams. That's kind of how it is. So I'll be curious to find out that whole dynamic, the whole prep as you know, players have had to really, really adjust.
And then, Fern, do you call these guys or yourself, or do you have people who say, hey, we want to get this guy on, and they arrange the interview for you?
In the case of these two football players, I got a call from their agent, who a friend of the program, Steve Baker.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so he said, hey, I signed a guy. His brother's in the league. It'll be an interesting kind of story to kind of find out, you know, what they're going through as one gets ready for the NFL draft and the other one is trying to get ready for whenever or wherever his team's, you know, camp hits. So I'll be talking to them later today. It'll be a Skype interview that I'll do right here from home. I've got all the gear, all the equipment, and then we'll take those files into the TV station where they will make their special effects magic. And so when that interview actually airs, it's scheduled to air this weekend on one of our half-hour sports shows. And that's kind of how that will...
Yeah, so the station itself will put together, like, the two panels of you from home and the guys from their computer, and they'll...
Right.
So that when we're watching on TV, we'll see the two panels. Yeah.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That
totally
makes sense.
That's what we've had to do, because you can't get a guest coming to the station.
No.
You know, only essential employees are even allowed into the TV station.
Yeah.
So forget having, you know, a non-CBS employee enter the building.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that football is not an essential to this United States of America?
No, I'm telling you
that. I'm telling you
that CBS employees, essential CBS employees, are only allowed in that building.
I'm just saying
and
that.
Last time I checked, there's no NFL player I know of that's currently a CBS employee.
Gotcha. And a football player is not an essential to the United States for this purpose. So I get
it. I think we're getting to a point now where we're all getting used to seeing people reporting from home, people reporting from Skype-type situations. I mean, people are now a little bit more forgiving than when they see their favorite podcast emanating from a house instead of a studio. You know,
that's true.
Without all the bells and whistles and without the 1080i high-def quality, you know, it just...
And so, I think people are looking for anything
that's entertaining. So, you know, they'll accept something that doesn't look great if they know that at least it's something new. Because, you know, over the weekend, I was actually watching a bunch of the NCAA games that they were showing on I think it was CBS was showing a bunch of old
like
NCAA
famous games, yeah.
You know, what is good about that is that, you know, I don't know about, maybe Vern has got the photographic memory, but I don't. So I don't remember, like, the specifics of a game that happened in 1998. I mean, I kind of remember who won or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't remember play-by-play what happened. So a lot of these games were basically, like, new to me.
Hey, guys, wait, we got to cut to another break, but Vern, I got to ask you a quick question. When you do these from your home, do you still have to get dressed up in a suit and tie?
No, hell no. It's dinner casual.
Oh, there you go. Okay, that's fine. All right, guys, so here's our second trivia question. I've never had a question on bullfighting. Where is the world's largest bullfighting ring? That's our trivia question. Where is the world's largest bullfighting ring? All right? And when we come, we're going to continue on. I got a little baseball to talk about when we come back at Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial.
With the weather changing and plenty of sunshine heading our way, water sports seem to be on everyone's mind. For fun in the sun and water, 101 Surf Sports, located in San Rafael, is your destination. Honored as being the nation's number one stand-up paddleboard shop by the action water sports industry, 101 teaches stand-up paddle paddling, kayaking, windsurfing, kiteboarding, and surfing. Plus, you can rent or buy any equipment you need for your favorite water sport activity. Google 101surfsports.com or call 415-524-8492.
Alcatraz Cruises is launching its third annual Buy One, Get One Free, or BOGO, ticket promotion. Although Alcatraz Cruises tours often sell out during the year, it's a priority to educate the community about the robust history of the island. As a result, Alcatraz Cruises wants to encourage local residents to experience the assets that make Alcatraz Island one of the country's most visited national parks. Offered only to Bay Area residents, this special Buy One, Get One Free ticket promotion is available only on select dates in January and February. For more information, visit AlcatrazCruises.com/BOGO. That's AlcatrazCruises.com/BOGO. To book this special offer, Bay Area residents can call 415-981-7625. That's 415-981-7625. Or purchase tickets at the ticket booth located at Pier 33, Alcatraz Landing.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Elements Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all of South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
You probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms, but do you know where that real estate is located? At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured high-yield investing, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Equal housing lender. License Caltier E01897444. All investments have inherent risk, and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Vern Glenn and Russell Jackman. Second trivia question: where is the world's largest bullfighting ring?
I'd say Toledo.
It's got to be somewhere down in Mexico or something.
That's correct. Mexico City. Very good. I mean, I would have thought it would have been like in somewhere in Spain. But yeah, no. It's and in fact, when you said Toledo, you meant Toledo, Spain, not Toledo, Ohio.
Right.
Yeah, I've been to Toledo. You know, it's funny because and that's how you pronounce it, Toledo, not Toledo. And it's actually very fascinating. A little history on this. We were going to Madrid for a business conference, and then we took a bus to Toledo, and it was fascinating because you see this church. And it said, yep, he goes, yeah, it took us 600 years to build this thing. They started in the year like 12-something and finished in the year 1800-something. And the reason it took so long is during the summertime, all the guys would be out like fighting wars. But during the wintertime, everything was flooded and nobody could get to them. So it was like, okay, well, let's work on the church. Kind of fascinating.
A couple years ago, I went down to Mexico City. I had to cover the Patriots Raider game at the Azteca Stadium, and that stadium is a cell phone nightmare. I mean, you just could not get out. And the way they do things down there, normally when you cover an NFL game, you cover the game ends, you go to the locker room, get your interviews done. And then you go back onto the field for the post-game show.
Sure.
That's normally how it's done.
Okay.
But in Mexico, when they have a sporting event, when the game's over, it is over. And they lock it down. And so when we were covering the game, we did our player interviews, and then all the American media, we go back down to the field and I get set up, and the guard says, why are you guys here? He goes, well, we have to do a post-game show. You know, following this game. Yeah, but there's nobody here. He just couldn't understand why we needed to get back on the field to do these games. To do the
interview,
TV
show. Well, what did the players
the game were? It was over and everybody was gone.
But weren't the players expecting the interviews too? I mean, they would have hung around the
No. We did the player interviews in the locker room. I'm talking about the post game show.
You guys with no players. Gotcha.
Yeah. We do the post game show after the game, we're on the field, everybody's gone. And then a lot of us do, like in the case of our station, we do a whole half hour Sunday night sports wrap up show emanating from that stadium. But this guy, he just could not wrap his head around why we needed to do these shows in an empty stadium.
So he just didn't
get it.
So he's never watched an NFL game with the post interview.
He lives in Mexico City.
Yeah.
Used to
soccer.
He's security for the soccer games.
Yeah.
Once these soccer games are over, that's it. It's over.
So did he let you do it, or did you?
Well, he did. Okay, yeah, okay. He did.
He just didn't understand why. Yeah.
But there were like there were like 100 of us. Yeah, we're like you got to let us on the field, man. We're on deadline.
Yeah.
It's done.
Wow. So, that's pretty funny.
Crazy.
Hey, quick baseball thing here. So I read a little thing here. There was a question: should baseball, quote, save the planet by going to a 6-game series and have less travel? So I guess what they're getting at is rather than these 3-game series, sometimes 2, sometimes 4, have a 6-game series, and then that way you have less traveling done by the teams because they stay in one spot. What do you guys think about a 6-game series?
A six-game regular.
Yeah, we're not talking playoffs or World Series.
Just regular.
It'd be too boring.
Yeah, they'd get bored seeing the same folks for 6 full games in a row.
Wow. Yeah.
I think you're right.
That'd be like spring training. You know. It's just over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
But I think for the baseball starved, as they will be in this case, once the league gets up and running, they'll take anything. Just get them up there on the field.
I mean, when do you think? I know they were talking about Cincinnati being like, oh my gosh, this is so out of the ordinary, because usually Cincinnati, it used to be Cincinnati was the very first game played because mm-hmm. they were the very first, Cincinnati Red Stockings back in 1869. So they decided, okay, well, you know what? Just to start off baseball for the season, Cincinnati will always be the first team to play. That changed, I don't know, about 5-10 years ago for whatever reason. But I'm just wondering what's going to happen with baseball. Are they just going to have like a shortened season, like a strike season?
They're going to have to. And which creates a scheduling nightmare. Don't you think, Mr. Jackman?
Nobody answered my question when I said, what is the NBA and the NHL going to do? I mean, at least baseball hasn't started its season. They've got the option to, you know, not at least suspend anything that's in play. We still haven't heard anything from the NBA at all as to how they're going to deal with the current season or the NHL.
So both of those, since they're played indoors, you theoretically could play them at any time of the year. You know, baseball, you know, you don't want to be in Minnesota in January playing,
teams that have domes, that's not a problem.
Well, yeah, for ones who have domes, but let's say Kansas City, let's say. You don't want to be playing there in January. So basketball, I mean, you know, I know it'll overlap with football and baseball, but...
Do you finish the season that exists right now? Do you have any games to try to finish the season off, or do you just go right into the playoffs? Do you do a 16-team playoffs, or do you do just the final four, perhaps, and just...
Well, that's a good question. How many games have they played? You know, I know each one's a little bit different, but basically, how many games have they played so far for the season?
About 65.
Okay, so you only have, 15 games left. I mean, I think most of the... You know, it's interesting. What if you had maybe just a couple of teams that really it would make a difference? Okay, so like the Warriors, they wouldn't have to play at all because they're just not even close. And then you have ones who are at the top, who were way ahead, you know, like Milwaukee, and then maybe they don't play. But maybe some of the middle ones play just to see who can get up the spot, you know, to potentially do it. And then, like you said, maybe just shorten the number of playoff teams.
That wouldn't be fair because in the sense that, okay, a couple of things. One is those teams would then be getting live practice, you know, essentially, whereas the Lakers and Milwaukee wouldn't get any, you know... Do you expect, like, if the Lakers got on the court tomorrow or Milwaukee got on the court tomorrow, that they'd be in any kind of a shape as a team to play? They haven't even – not only have they not, played a game, in 3 weeks.
But practiced too.
They haven't even practiced as a team.
Okay. So, all right. So, that's good thinking. So then, alter that a little bit then. So they all play, let's say. Maybe at this point –
How do you manage the travel?
I think
it's going to have to be some sort of a tournament situation where you have the top teams, you know, get the byes. Everybody will practice. Everybody will prepare. But the top teams, as it is, if you freeze the standings right now, top teams get the bye. The lower teams have a playoff. Knockoff type thing to get into the tournament, and then you just play it out. And I would vote for using the same venue for these particular matchups, so the travel would be so severe.
Brent and I were thinking, fever dreams. We're sitting around doing nothing. Our thought was the NBA should get a couple of really large hotels in Vegas that are empty right now, sanitize them. Fly the players of the entire league out and their families, or at least the ones that are in the playoffs, and their families, and have just sort of a basket NBA complex where they do nothing but play, NBA games, from 10 in the morning till 10 at night, and just...
Like Summer League.
Fly them all to Vegas for a couple months, and you just say, once we have this all sanitized and quarantined, you can live your quarantine out for a couple months in Vegas. I mean, wow, how bad is that?
And this is assuming that the NBA Players Union green lights it too, because it's got to get by them.
Yeah.
They
got to
approve it.
Well, now why do you think they would not approve it?
Because the danger to the players. Association, it's a union.
You want to
protect the players.
No, I'm saying, I understand that, but I'm trying to think, like Russell said, you have to make sure everything is sanitized, everyone's tested negative, but what reasons do you think that they would say?
The question is, what happens if people don't test negative? You already know, like, for instance, the Nets have, Durant and four other players that have tested negative. Utah has negative player, positive players. There's other teams that are in the playoffs that have four or five positive players. And in some situations where the players may not be positive, they may be dealing with family members that are going through COVID-19 and they don't want to leave them.
Well, and one answer could be those players just don't play, just like if they were injured, right? I mean, that could be, that's one answer that could happen.
So the infected players would stay home?
Yeah.
And then you would go with the roster of the health? And what about the referees? Referees have to be tested?
Absolutely. Yeah, only ones that test negative. I mean, you know, you got to play with the hand that's dealt you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, you know, do you want to just cancel the whole season? No. You know,
you don't want to do that. That's too much. Millions of dollars have been lost already.
Plus, the thing is, you know, you got a lot of fans out there who are really kind of, you know, getting a little bit antsy, and they need something, you know.
And from a business standpoint, Edward, what if your sports econ 101, and you have already paid your $20 million in advertising revenue to the league?
Yeah.
Get that back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that in reserve for the next season? Do you get a credit?
I guess.
How does that work?
I'm the lawyer out of the group, I'm telling you, they probably in their contract have things that say what happens if the season is suspended by act of God, force majeure, and I'm telling you that probably 90% likely that the sponsors will get nothing.
Wow.
Well, yeah, but I would think that they would probably give him credit next time, you know, for the upcoming season. I mean, because otherwise you're gonna frustrate and upset a lot of potential advertisers.
That is true. But in that contract, they're probably able to not pay. I mean, just to
keep your money.
Yeah, keep the money because this was not anything that was the NBA's fault.
True.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. But
let's say
there's a hurricane or a tornado that forces a game to stop. They don't refund the money back to all the fans that had tickets.
Yeah, but this isn't actually necessarily quote an act of God. This is the
say that, and I don't agree with you.
Well, this is the quote government deciding that, you know, hurricane. Yeah, act of God. It shuts it down. It, you know, takes the lights out and destroys the stadium. Yeah. But someone saying, somebody, you know, be it president or whoever, saying, you know what, we're going to do this because it's healthy for everyone. I'm not saying it's a bad decision, but I'm saying that itself is not an act of God. Maybe the coronavirus is an act of God.
Technically, it is because it's all tied to the pandemic.
True, but it's all decision. I mean, let's put it this way: if nobody stepped in and everybody just said, hey, let's just play, and whoever gets the virus, they would be playing, right? Again, I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm just saying it's possible. Guys, hey, cutting the last commercial break here. Who was the oldest rookie in Major League Baseball? All right, that's our trivia question. See if you can.
They're both fighting one.
Yeah, that's right. Who was? Now you'll at least know the player. Who was the oldest rookie in Major League Baseball? So stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back with some closing comments.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Vernie Glenn and Russell Jackman. Here was our third trivia question. Who was the oldest rookie in Major League Baseball?
I'm just going to guess really wildly. I'm going to say Bruce Bochy just because he seems real old now.
No, you got to go back.
You know, it's got to be somebody like Satchel Paige.
That's it.
42 or
Satchel Paige, age 42.
Yeah. He didn't get his chance until later in life.
That's it. Playing in Negro Leagues for so much and time. And then finally it's like, hey, let's bring this guy up. And what did they say? It was said not about him, or maybe it was Josh Gibson said, yeah, he could, this fastball, or he was so fast he could turn off the light switch and be in bed before it turned off, right?
Right.
Yeah. Love that guy. All right, guys, thanks again for joining us on the phone. We'll probably have to do this for a few more weeks. Next week we're probably gonna have to replay this one, but that's okay. So here's our thoughts for the day. People who wonder whether the glass is half full or half empty are missing the point. The glass is refillable.
Wow.
Isn't that true?
Okay. All right.
Like that? And it takes less time to do things right than to explain why you do things wrong. Ain't that the truth? Isn't that the truth?
That is true.
And that's coming from an attorney, so I like that he agreed with me on that. Guys, we have just about 20 seconds left. Anything else you want to say before we head out here?
Well, everybody listening out there to kind of, you know, stay safe, be safe, wash your hands.
Too late.
And join us the next time.
That's right. All right.
All I can say is that breaking your shoulder during the COVID virus lockdown isn't as much fun as it sounds.
All right, and with that, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best. We'll see you next week. So long.
Good night, America.
So long.